Well, joining me now on the phone to talk about the recently released report is Dr. Cassandra Goldie, the CEO of the Australian Council of Social Services. Welcome on the show, Doctor.
Good morning, Miles.
Well, Cassandra, what do you think energy policy, why do you think energy policy has been such a polarising issue, particularly in the last couple of months in Australian politics?
Well, I think it's very clear that people are very concerned about the way in which energy prices have been accelerating at unprecedented rates. You know, we've got, for example, in New South Wales, some of the retailers putting their energy prices up by a full 20% in just a year. And so, of course, we are very concerned as one of the organisations. Many of our members work with low and modest income people who are struggling either because they're relying on Social Security in housing where they're renting, which isn't energy efficient at all. So they are not only battling with the increasing power bills, but they're unable to ensure that they're using the least possible energy because they're in either properties that are not well heated, where they can't afford to upgrade the appliances. And of course, for people on more modest incomes, those who are in paid work, they're, you know, not getting the pay rate increases. That's a big debate in the country. We know that. Housing, again, is not very affordable for people, even if you're on a modest income. And, of course, energy prices are going up.
Indeed.
So there is a real worry here because energy is an essential service. So we are the first to say we must urgently deal with the problems of policy here, which in part absolutely are meaning that these energy prices are going up. And we're not the first to be saying that's a problem. We're a part of the Australian Climate Roundtable, which has business groups at the table as well as environment groups. And in the lead up to the release by the Chief Scientist, Dr. Finkel, of his report, we all came out urging the political parties to go steadily but with urgency to finally settle the policy agreement on how to transition to a clean economy consistent with our Paris commitments.
Indeed, and we'll touch on the clean economy in a moment. I just wanted to look at the idea of power prices and, of course, the link between privatisation of the poles and grids in many states. Of course, New South Wales, this was a hot-button issue leading into the 2015 election, which Mike Baird was one of his chief policies, which was privatising the electricity wires and poles in New South Wales. Do you think there is a correlation between the steady increase in power prices and the privatisation of these services?
Look, there's definitely an important discussion going on, which is looking at the trends that have happened within different states and territories where there has been privatisation and what the end result of those exercises have been so far in terms of the acceleration of prices and the overinvestment in the so-called poles and wires. And we're very pleased that the regulator is looking into this again. Because we cannot just say that privatisation is per se a good thing to do. We have to look at, in the end, of course, when governments want to privatise, they argue it on the basis that it's going to lead to more efficient markets, better for consumers, and clearly on the facts available to us, that is not what has been achieved. So in amongst all of this, of course, this is an area where it can sound extremely technical, it can be a lot of, you know, politicking and pointing fingers between the federal government and the state and territory governments. Our report today says this is far too serious to allow that kind of game playing to go on. And the report also sets out what, particularly at the federal government level, are some of the urgent actions that should be taken to address the very concerning trend we've got with people on low incomes who are turning off the lights. They're sitting there in cold properties, unable to keep the power on, and the acceleration of disconnections. And so some of that is actually about Social Security arrangements. So this report again says Social Security arrangements for people on low incomes is not enough. It also highlights the energy concession arrangements from state and territories, which at the moment are going nowhere near to address increase in power bills for people on low incomes, to finally grapple with that, as well as work very hard to settle the policy associated with clean energy transition.
And let's touch on some of those as policy specifics. What do you believe will end uncertainty and incentivise those transitions to clean energy in Australia that will still make sure that people who are battling and doing it tougher won't be hit too hard in terms of price uncertainty and price changes?
For us, of course, the most important thing right now is for us to work with the policy options that are on the table. And of course, Dr. Finkel has proposed the clean energy target. There is others that are talking about the emissions intensity scheme. I think the most important thing for us is to say, well, we need to look at the best expertise here, which is talking about accepting the science, accepting that we must move to reduce our emissions in line with our Paris commitments, and for us to be prepared to get the final policy in place so that we can get policy certainty for investors. There is no question this is a big problem for the investment community, the investment into renewables, to make sure that policy certainty is there.
Sure.
And one part of it, of course, that I don't want us to miss here in the interview is the role of energy efficiency. This is an area where we had some important initiatives under the previous Labor government that did look at low-income households and how to make sure that those households were properly able to get energy efficiency measures in place. Now, we have seriously dropped the ball on that. We cannot avoid our responsibility to make sure that if you are on a low income and you're in housing that is not energy efficient, governments have a responsibility to invest in the right kind of housing measures to ensure that people can avoid paying far too much on their bills.
On the government responsibility stuff, and very quickly as we come up to the news, we're going to the news at 12, I just say Bill Shorten has come out recently on a new policy offensive talking about addressing inequality. You spoke previously about the previous Labor government there. An opposition government, if there was an election today, it does seem as though Labor would win. In 20 seconds, could you tell us what you'd hope to see? Are you confident that Bill Shorten and his party would be able to address these issues and come up with sustainable policy around that?
Well, I think what we want to see today is all the major parties agreeing that we have a problem, because the facts are very clear and the community knows it, that inequality is rising. And the topic we've just been talking about, the difference in experience for people on low and modest incomes in dealing with the increase in energy prices, they are absolutely disproportionately paying far more on energy.
Thank you very much to Cassandra Goldie there. Time for the news.